Hey there, fellow humans. This is Logan Cruz, and welcome back to Daily Virtue, where we dive deep into those Stoic values that help us navigate this crazy world with clarity and confidence. Today, I want to talk about something super important: creating a home environment that actually supports your mental health. Think about it. Your home should be your sanctuary, right? A place where you can recharge, relax, and just be. But let's face it, sometimes our homes can feel more like sources of stress than peace. Ever felt like your living room is basically a giant clutter monster waiting to pounce? Or maybe your bedroom feels more like a sleep-depriving battlefield? We've all been there. But the good news is, you have the power to transform your home into a haven of mental well-being. And it doesn't take a complete overhaul, just some simple tweaks and conscious choices. So, buckle up, because today we're diving into 5 key takeaways that can seriously upgrade your home and your mental game. First things first. Declutter like your life depends on it. Seriously, less stuff equals less stress. When you have too many possessions, it creates a visual and mental overload, making it harder to relax and focus. Think about it, every item in your home has an energy associated with it. Clutter just builds up this chaotic energy that can leave you feeling overwhelmed and anxious. Take some time to purge things you don't use, need, or even love. Donate, sell, or toss whatever is weighing you down. Trust me, your mind and your eyes will thank you. Next up, bring in the green. Plants aren't just pretty decorations, they're natural air purifiers and stress relievers. Studies show that being around plants can lower blood pressure, boost mood, and even increase productivity. So, sprinkle some greenery throughout your home. You don't need a jungle in there. Just a few strategically placed beauties to bring life and serenity into the space. Think succulents for low maintenance vibes, or maybe a leafy fern for that touch of rainforest magic. Now, let's talk about lighting. It's not just about brightness, it's about creating an ambience that sets the mood. Ditch those harsh overhead lights whenever possible and opt for softer, warmer alternatives. Think lamps, fairy lights, candles, anything that creates a cozy, inviting atmosphere. Natural light is also your best friend, so open up those curtains and let the sunshine in. Speaking of coziness, don't underestimate the power of texture. Soft blankets, plush pillows, fluffy rugs, these little touches can transform your space from sterile to serene. Think about creating different zones within your home with varying textures and vibes. A comfy reading nook with a soft armchair and a pile of fuzzy blankets. Genius. A Zen meditation corner with smooth stones, calming scents, and a woven rug. Absolutely. Get creative and make your space truly feel like yours. Finally, let's talk about sound, or lack thereof. Silence is golden, especially when it comes to mental health. Create spaces in your home where you can escape the noise and just be. Maybe it's a quiet corner for reading, a peaceful bedroom dedicated to sleep, or even just a few minutes of mindful silence each day. Invest in some good headphones if you need to block out distractions, and don't be afraid to tell people when you need some peace and quiet. Okay, picture this. You walk into your living room after a long day. The space is clutter-free and bright with natural light. There's a potted plant on the windowsill, a soft throw blanket draped over the couch, and the scent of lavender diffusing through the air. It feels calm, inviting, and totally peaceful. That's the kind of environment you want to create for yourself, a haven where you can truly relax and recharge. So, remember these 5 key takeaways. Declutter, embrace the green, play with lighting and textures, and cultivate moments of silence. Your mental health will thank you for it. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you're creating a home environment that supports your well-being? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe and share the podcast with a friend who needs a little dose of Stoic wisdom. Until next time, stay virtuous and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.